Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning here on Wednesday, April 10th. Some excellent news for the Jacksonville Jaguars and for star pass rusher Josh Allen. Largest contract in franchise history has been agreed upon by the Jaguars and Josh Allen. $150 million over 5 years. Josh Allen broke the Jaguars' single-season sack record in 2023. He will probably break the franchise all-time record for sacks this year. 26 years old, will turn 27 this summer, entering the prime of his career. This guy is a leader, a tireless worker on and off the field, an elite run defender, a guy that makes plays all over the field, and a very, very good pass rusher, right? Unbelievable year of production in 2023, and prior to that, all the underlying numbers from a pass rush perspective suggested that he should be putting up more sacks than he was. I think he got a little bit more help last year on the opposite side, and I think he just stepped up his game in a big way. So he gets 5 years, $150 million. That is $30 million per year. That makes him one of the highest paid edge rushers in football. I'm going to confirm here. I believe that makes him second. In the NFL for edge rusher contracts. Let's see. Let's pull this up just to make sure. Yeah. Average per year, he'll be second in the NFL behind Nick Bosa. I told y'all I believed that he would get $30 million or close to it. A lot of the numbers were kind of that were, you know, posted were kind of looking more like $27, $28 million, which would have put him in the TJ Watt, Brian Burns, type of range, but I thought he deserved more than that based on what he's done, based on how the cycle of NFL contracts goes, especially with the top players at premium positions. So yeah, 5 years, $150 million, $30 million per year, and $88 million guaranteed for Josh Allen. So there's probably a team out after the third year when you look at that $88 million guaranteed. You know, that's about 3 years of this contract. You know, $90 million would be 3 years at $30 million per year. So I think there's probably a team out after year three, which would put him at, 27, 28, 29 years old, still probably ready to earn another bag, right? I don't think there's any reason the Jaguars should want to use the team out, but maybe they extend him after that if he's continuing to play at this level or even higher level. We'll see how things play out in a few years, but obviously for right now, the Jaguars have Josh Allen locked in, and he is the second highest paid edge rusher in the NFL, both in terms of total value, average per year, and then when you talk about total guaranteed, he's third behind Nick Bosa and Myles Garrett, ahead of Brian Burns and TJ Watt. So this is a guy that, again, has been the consummate professional, has been so good for the Jacksonville Jaguars on some really bad football teams. And then you've seen when teams actually start to play well around him, what he can be, what he can do, and how he can lead them. So I'm fired up for Josh Allen. Huge money for him. Generational wealth, you know, life-changing money. And he's made a lot of money. All these NFL players do that have been first-round picks, right? But this is a game changer for Josh Allen. This is a game changer for the Jaguars as well, because they now don't have a holdout situation throughout this summer, right? If he was on that franchise tag, there's no way that Josh Allen is in Jacksonville going through mandatory minicamp, OTAs, training camp. There's just no way. There's no reason for him to go step foot on that field unless he has the new deal, and he has that new deal now, and that's great for the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's great for Josh Allen. Now, of course, had the deal gotten done earlier, had Trent Baalke started negotiating earlier, maybe Calvin Ridley's still in Jacksonville right now, and you're not feeling like you need to go find a wide receiver one. I think that's a reasonable thing to say at this point, but
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Jaguars still, if they want to try to pursue a trade for a Brandon Ayuk or a T. Higgins, they certainly can. And I think both of those players are in a tier above Calvin Ridley at this point in their respective careers. But this Allen contract, now that he's not on the franchise tag, probably going to be around $12 million for his 2024 cap hit. Usually the Jaguars contracts are about 40% of the average annual value is the salary cap hit in year one. So that would save the Jaguars over $10 million in 2024 cap space from the tag, which was sitting at about $24 million. So I think they're going to save, you know, in excess of $10 million on the 2024 cap. I say put your chips in for a Brandon Ayuk or a T. Higgins. Then you go get more help for your defensive front, corners, offensive line depth in the draft. I think you're golden. I think you're sitting in a position to really compete at the top of the AFC. I would want to trade that 2025 first round pick because you're betting that you'll be better in 2024 than you were in 2023, and that pick won't be as valuable as this current year, you know, 17 overall. But if it came down to it, would I trade the 2024 first for T. Higgins or Brandon Ayuk? I absolutely would. You know, I think Ayuk is probably a little bit better fit for what the Jaguars need right now. But T. Higgins and Trevor Lawrence have tremendous rapport. And now you have two kind of monsters out on the outside with T. Higgins and Gabe Davis. You have Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram eating it up in the slot. I think that would be a fantastic pairing as well. So I say the Jaguars should push their chips in for the next couple years and really try to compete for a Super Bowl. I think the fact that you now have Josh Allen, Eric Armstead, Trayvon Walker, who I think is definitely ascending in this league, and then potentially a healthy Devon Hamilton and whatever else you add in the draft, you're starting to cook with gas on the defensive front. I think if you added a T. Higgins or a Brandon Ayuk, or if you draft a wide receiver at 17 or in the second round, you could be really looking like a bona fide contender. The Jacksonville Jaguars could be. We will see how it plays out. Obviously, Josh Allen, though, was the heart and soul of the Jaguars defense for a long time. Still is. You know, him, Foye Oluokun, guys like that, they're leaders on the field, but they're also the best players out there. And you want to pay the best players on your football team. I'm glad the Jaguars finally got the deal done. I'm glad it's prior to the draft because now the Jaguars, maybe they can shake things up. I'm glad that it's prior to training camp, right? Because the Jaguars, if they want to, they have the money to still be active in second and third waves of free agency as well, right? Like they could go pursue edge players to help fortify their depth in their ranks of their edge group, because you saw in 2022, even though Trayvon Walker was a rookie, even though Josh Allen wasn't as productive as he was in 2023, they had a better overall pass rush because they had depth. They had Arden Key. They had DeJuan Smoot playing well before he suffered the Achilles injury. You need more depth. Obviously, you like bringing in Travis Gibson. I think you'd feel better if he was your edge four versus the edge three, which is what he would be right now. So the Jaguars, I don't think they should be done in free agency or via trade. I think that they need to, again, try to win the championship this year and in 2025. Like, this is a couple years where you're not going to have that massive Trevor Lawrence mega deal. You can really push the chips in and try to go for a Super Bowl title. I think the Eric Armstead deal was huge in that regard. I think some of the other moves that they've made this offseason, you know, fortifying the center position, huge in that regard. But I think they still have more work to do. Josh Allen getting his deal done with the Jacksonville Jaguars was a step in the right direction. Huge. Huge for Josh Allen, huge for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm so happy he is the highest paid player in franchise history. And he is so deserving of that honor. And again, soon he's going to be the all-time sack leader for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.